Well, I'm excited about what God is doing. Thank God for His anointing that I feel in this place this morning. He's an awesome, mighty God, and we honor Him and praise Him today. Thank you, Lord. We've been talking about Operation Push and how God is just pushing us out of our comfort level, and I'm a testimony of that this morning. Amen. But He's pushing us out of places that we can be used in greater places. So I want to go to the book of Mark this morning. I have a very, very powerful word for you today, and it is the next step. We know that God is moving. We are a living organism. I want you to understand that the church of the living God is alive and well. Amen. We're not just an organization. We're not just a group of people. We are a prophetic time span of God's word. We are a manifestation of His word. We are gathered here today in His presence to honor Him and give Him the glory that He deserves, because we are a part of this. This thing is alive, and there's a flow. Amen. Just as it was in the beginning, there was nothing, and God spoke, and it said that the Holy Spirit moved on the face of the earth, and things began to happen. That same movement is going around today. Amen. It appears that the enemy's getting all the limelight, but let me tell you, when it seems that God is silent, He's still God. Amen. He don't have to do anything, and He's still God. You may be in a time in your life right now, and you say, well, I don't see a whole lot going on. That's all right, because God's presence is there, and He's still God. And I was saying, Lord, what is our next step? So the simple message here is the next step. So I want to talk about walking and understanding today. It's critical that we understand who we are and what our place is here. All right, let's go to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, I'm going to read here. This is a very familiar story to a lot of you, but I want us to listen to what the Holy Spirit has to say. And he that hath an ear, let him hear. Because though there are those that are hungry to move with God. There are those that are hungry to move with God. And I believe they're right here in this congregation this morning. I believe we're all here because we want to move with God today. And so the parable of the sower. And a parable was a story that Jesus would use in a natural means to bring about a supernatural meaning. He was a great, great storyteller, if you will. In other words, Jesus had a time in His ministry when He done a lot of miracles, but then He had a time when He taught the word. How many of you know that we need to stand back some time and wait for instruction? And I want to tell you that the God that we serve is giving us. I can't pastor this church by myself. I don't know anything to do that hadn't been done. So what I have to do is lean on Him and let Him give me the words. Amen. So verse 1, it says again. Now I like that word again. Y'all know I love one words. Again is very, very powerful, because what again means is that God has a truth that He wants to pour into their spirit. So again, He's been teaching, and again He's getting ready to pour into somebody's spirit. Look at the one beside of you and say again. Say it again. 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 You know what? God's not finished with us. God's not finished with Northview. God's not finished with what He's going to do. Again, God has a word. A fresh word. How many of you know I'm just full this morning, so y'all just bear with me. But how many of you know in the wilderness when God was feeding them with manna? You remember when they would try to take some of the manna and save it till the next day and it would rotten? What was God saying? Oh, I got a fresh word for you. I got a fresh word. Listen, I'm God every day. 365 days of the year, I'm God. Amen. So He said again. He began to teach beside the sea. And a very large crowd gathered about Him. That's church growth right there. When you begin to operate in His gifts and operate in His power and begin to speak what He says, then I want to tell you, you're going to minister to somebody. Lives are going to be touched. You know why this church is going to grow? Not because of this great thing and that great thing. You want to know why it's going to grow? Because we're going to minister the needs of people by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And when you feed people, they come. All right. He gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat in on the sea. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. There were so many people there that he gets in a boat and he gives out a little bit of waves so he can see everybody. And he's just sitting there in the boat. And he was teaching them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said to them, "Listen, behold, a sower went to sow." This is powerful stuff right here, so I'm going to take my time because I want you to get it. Listen, a sower went out to sow. I want you to understand one thing. In order for us to get to the next step, we got to walk in understanding. The Bible says, get understanding. We need to walk in understanding. What is God doing in Northview right now? We need an understanding of that. What is our next direction right now in Northview? We need an understanding of that. How many of you know God wants you to walk in knowledge? Amen. God does not want us to walk in... Some people think that walking with God is you just don't know anything. That is not true. There are times you don't know, but you know Him. Amen. You got an understanding of Him. There's a lot going on in my life right now. I do not know, but I know Him. So I walk in an understanding of who He is, not who I am or my situation. Does that make sense? So he says here, he began to sow. Now here's what I want you to get. In order for you to get to the next level, you got to get an understanding. And here's the first understanding you got to get. You're a seed. You are a seed. We've heard it said many times, the seed of Abraham, you know, those type of things, but we are a seed. And a seed was developed to produce, to reproduce. That's what we are. We are a seed. So he's beginning to give them a parable of a natural thing that they can understand, but the supernatural meaning is that you're a seed, all right? And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Now the birds, when you go to the original text here, is satanic influence. Satan came to devour it. How many of you have ever been encouraged or inspired to do something, and before you got out good, before the day was over, you kind of felt like you slipped right back like you were? What happened? That word came and excited you, but something came along to steal it. All right? That's what we got to learn. That's what we got to walk in. You know, I was really on fire. I really wanted to, but you know, this happened and that happened and that happened, and I just kind of lost fire. All right? We got to understand. All right? Look at the next verse. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it did not have much soil. And look at the next part. And immediately it sprang up, and since it had no depth to the soil, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and thorns grew up and choked it and yielded no grain. We're going to learn about thorns later on. And other seeds fell into good soil and produced grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. How many of you want your life to produce 60-fold, 100-fold? Amen? I believe it's the will of God that we grow. But we're not going to grow outward first. We're going to grow inward first. And the first way we walk, the first way we begin to grow is understanding. Amen. And look, and he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now let me keep reading here because it's important you get this. "And when he was alone, there arose around him with 12, asked the parable. He said to them, 'To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside, everything else is parables.'" So listen to what he's saying. The seed, the parable of the seed is critical that you understand that you are a seed. That you may, look what it says here in verse 12. That you may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest thou should turn and be forgiven. Now, and he said to them, do you not understand this parable? I'm going to stop right there. There's a lot more I'm going to read to you in just a few minutes. But I want you to understand, he's saying, do you not understand this parable? So the first thing we got to walk in, so we talk about growing churches. We talk about being in the will of God. We hear a lot of stuff from the pulpit telling us what we need to do, but nobody tells us how to do it. And I want to be the one that, I want us to know what God wants us to do, but I want to know how to do it. And so I want to talk about this for just a minute this morning. A survey was taken of 525 churches. The survey was about those attending church. Now, this survey wasn't about those that's not in church, but a survey was taken about those attending churches, how effective the churches were at teaching the word and discipling the people and teaching God's word to them. Four categories came out of that group. So, when we begin to walk in understanding, we got to first of all know what category we fit in. The first category was exploring God. It's exploring God. Now, this category is involved in fellowship. They are exploring God. They don't know Him yet, but they are looking Him. The second category was beginning in God, and that is relationship. All this is going to mean something in just a little while, but I'm giving you a foundation. We're going to learn from God's word where we're headed. All right, the first one was fellowship, exploring God. 525 churches were surveyed. And out of these churches, four categories are in every church. Number one, exploring God. Number two, beginning in God. Number three, close to God. That is discipleship. Discipleship. There's fellowship, relationship, and then discipleship. Then the fourth category is God-centered. And this is lordship. These are the ones that He is Lord and Master of their life. But you say, now why are you telling us all that? It's important that we understand as we build the kingdom of God, we know what we're building. We need to know what our needs are. Amen? And number one need that I want to talk about this morning is the first one, and that is fellowship with God. Exploring God. This is that category of people who have not yet totally committed everything to Him, but they're kind of on the outer perimeters. If we're going to be effective, we got to know who we're ministering to, and we got to know how to minister to them. All right, go back with me to Mark chapter 14, and go with me to verse 14. Mark 14 and verse 14. Let me just read 13 too. It said, do you not understand the parable? How then you understand all the parables? If you don't understand this parable, you're not going to get the rest of them. Is anybody getting anything out of this so far? All right. Verse 14, the sower sows the word. And these are the ones along the path where the word is sown. When they hear Satan, immediately, you see that in the word? He immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown. Lord, this is so powerful. Satan tries to steal the word immediately. As we begin to teach and train people in the kingdom of God, I'm going to give you three things this morning that we need to share with people when we're out witnessing and we're out telling people, I need you to come to Northview. Well, why do I need to go to Northview Church? What's different about Northview than any other church? I'm not saying we're better than anybody, but here's what I want to give you. I'm giving you some things to work with this morning, and one of those things is that the Word of God is lifted up here. Amen? The Word of God is your answer for every situation that you're going through. Now, When you're out in the world, there's going to be seeds that are being sown. Every human being is a seed. And the devil has lied to a lot of people into thinking that they're nothing and they're nobody. And they're hooked on drugs. They're hooked on all kinds of things. Let me tell you what. This world that we live in is not a beautiful place. And in this world, boy, I feel his anointing here today. In this world, he called you and me to be here. Amen? I want to go to heaven. I pray it comes soon. But until it comes, I've got a job to do. And that is, I'm a part of Northview Fellowship. I'm a part of Northview Church. You are my family. But more than that, we have a job to do. All right? Number one thing is we got to impact lives. I'm going to impact life when I walk in understanding. Now, I understand. You got to get this right. You got to get this. Turn to the woman's side and say, you got to get this. Amen. You got to get this. This would be a good time to wake them up right now. This would be a good time. Amen. You got to get this. You got to get this. Boy, I tell you, I feel this is going here today. God's given us direction. He that needs wisdom, ask him, he'll give it to you. Amen. Well, see, I just don't walk around. I'm not just to walk around like a zombie saying, it's us for no more. I'm going to get to heaven. Thanks God. But no, God put me here on this wicked earth to be a light. But I got to walk in understanding. I got to walk in understanding to know I'm a seed. And I am to grow. What am I to grow? I'm to help others grow. I'm to fertilize other seeds. A good word spoken in due season is worth a lot, isn't it? Have you ever been going through something and somebody shared a word with you and it just turns your whole day around? Amen. Three things I'm going to give you real quick and we're going to go home. Amen. About 2 o'clock. This is good. This is understanding right here. Understanding. You see all these marks? I got all kind of stuff up here. Amen. Y'all got to be here Wednesday. All right. Number one, salvation is not based on works. Salvation is not based on works. And when the Lord started giving me that, you know, I was just like probably you when you just heard it. You say, well, I know that. If you ever, you know, we're telling God what we need. I know that. Like, God is saying, do you really? Because everybody you come in contact with, there's a devil trying to steal the word out of their heart. And everybody has a concept of God, and all concepts are not right. Amen? My God has called me to a lost and dying world to be a light of him. And the first thing I need to let them know is that salvation is not based on works. So if I'm going to build this church, if I'm going to build Northview Church, I got to understand who I'm dealing with. And the world that I'm dealing with has been lied by the devil. And the word's been taken out of them. And they feel like they're not good enough. I've been married a couple times, or I've been on drugs, or I've been this, or I'm this now. I'm going through this now. And I'm not good enough to go to church. I don't have the right kind of clothes to go to church. Anybody ever heard those things? Now we're talking about building Northview Church. We're talking about building the kingdom of God. And there is a multitude of people out there who are not going to church nowhere. They have explored God, but they don't know God. And God is calling you and me to help them know him. And so the first thing they got to understand, is that salvation is not based on works. Go with me to the book of Ephesians. If you'll be real good next Sunday, we'll turn the air conditioning on. Amen. If you'll be real good. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. Y'all need to invite people to come because you don't never know what that crazy thing is going to say up there. Amen. We got the craziest preacher. You need to come. Amen. Ephesians 2, verse 8. Well, I'm not good enough to go to church. What? Well, I got some mess in my life that I'm messed up. Yeah? And everybody here is messed up. We just real good at covering it up, but we messed up. Amen. We messed up. We may not be messed up with this, but we messed up with that. This and that. Amen. Y'all act like you don't know now. Act like you don't know. Look right straight. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know. Now this is the Bible. We believe the Bible here at Northview, right? The Bible says, for by grace you have been saved. Through faith. By grace you have been saved through. Look at the next part now. This is where the devil comes. And listen, there's people that are sitting miserable this morning that are not going to church nowhere. And the devil has lied to them because he stole the word out of their heart. And they're just sitting there bound up when they could be free. But they don't have the knowledge. But I'm fixing to read you the word now. I'm fixing to read you the word. For by grace have you been saved through faith. What's the next part? And it's not of your own works or your own doing. Whatever translation you got. It's a gift of God. John chapter 6. Go back with me to John. John chapter 6. Now I'm giving you this to write down and at least put it in your mind so that when you are praying about who am I going to invite to church, you start activating this word, you start running in. Let me tell you something. God, listen, everybody's not going to be saved that you run into. And everybody you have, everybody that's your friend is not going to be saved. Do I need to repeat that? Jesus was a friend of what? Sinners. He'd rather hang out with them than the Christians. Why? Why would he? Because that's where the need was. God has connected you with somebody or about to connect you with somebody. You get this. This is a prophetic word right now. God's about to connect you with somebody that really, really needs what you got. Boy, I feel his anointing here. Amen. John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Let's read verses 28 and 29. Then they said unto him, what must we do to be doing the works of God? I'm reading out of my brand new Bible that my church gave me. Amen. Then they said to him, what must we do to do the works of God? And Jesus answered them. Mine's in red. When it says it, the reason it's in the red is when they translated it, they did not change this translation. Translators, you know, will add or take away whatever, but when it's written in red, that's the original translation. And it says, this is the work of God that you believe in Him. Praise God. God wants you to understand that salvation is not by works. It's believing in Him. All right? Let me prove that to you. Here's point number two. Salvation is a free gift. Go to Romans. I love the book of Romans. Go to Romans chapter 6. Chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, verse 20. Let's read verse 23. Now here's what the devil don't want people to understand, this verse right here. Let me tell you, salvation is a free gift. A free gift. It says, for the wages of sin is death. That's where our friends are. That's where our loved ones are. That's where people we work with are. They're in death. And that death there doesn't mean a physical death. It means a separation from God. They are separated from Him because they don't have an understanding. You can't understand God and walk away from Him, because when you really understand who God is, He's the greatest friend that you'll ever have. Isn't that wonderful? Amen? He's the greatest friend that you'll ever have. You can't work hard enough to get his relationship. You can't work hard enough for him to fellowship with you. He wants to fellowship with you. But let me tell you something. It's been preached, it's been taught that there's a group that's so holy that they are above the world, and they're let me tell you something. We are not of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. But that doesn't mean that we don't love the world. You love your husbands and wives and sons and daughters that are not saved. You still love them, right? Amen? You don't not love them. You love them. And you want them to know who he is. But the devil comes along and steals that word out of us. Well, I'm just too holy. I'm just too old. None of us are righteous. No, not one. Can I teach you the word this morning? It doesn't matter how much you go to church. It doesn't matter. Hang on now. Some people that go to church ain't as good as the ones who don't go to church. Y'all want me to come back next Sunday? Okay. Amen. Help me, Jesus. It's hard doing what I do. Verse 23, for the wage of sin is death. But look what my Bible says. But the free gift. You see that? But the free gift. Now, if I give you a gift because I love you. Now, my wife's 25th birthday was this past week. Did I do good?
Okay. Real good.
Real good. Calling things that are not as though they are. Amen.
In church,
Help me, Jesus. But if I give her something, because I love her, I want her to have it. Here, I want you to have this. What in the world kind of person am I say when I come back tomorrow, I want that back? I mean, that's crazy. God gave us salvation because he knew there was nothing you could do to earn it. Amen? So he gave it to us. And look, there are people out there. You know, we used to sing an old song, Jesus Paid It All. You remember that song? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Because he paid it all. It's free. Last thing this morning. Last thing. I'm giving you this stuff so that it'll help you. And you'll be able to develop your own protocol as when you're witnessing somebody or ministering to somebody. But I want you to go with me to Romans chapter 10. Stay right there in Romans and go to Romans chapter 10, verses 9. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Amen. Boy, I love the word. Don't you love the word? Amen. He says, because if you'll confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead. What does that next part say? You'll be saved. Do you know how many people need to know that? Yeah, but you just don't know what it doesn't matter what you're in. It doesn't matter how you've messed up. It doesn't matter. No, that matters. Because when you come into fellowship with God, he'll help you change all that. Can I ask you something today? How many here got saved, but when you got saved, you still had some stuff you had to work on? Right? There's three of you. Okay. Y'all gonna work me today. I can see that. Y'all gonna work me. I'm already perspiring. But how many of you know once you got saved, there's still some stuff to work on? So when I got saved, I didn't come perfect. Oh, Lord. She's going to a birthday party. But what I'm trying to say is we're going to come into contact with people who are not right. And they're hurting. And they're messed up. And they don't want to hear about all your rules. Because they're messed up. Hold on just a minute. Are you one of them kind of preachers that any old thing goes? Let me tell you something. When you fall in love,
you fall in love with Him, you ain't got to worry about not doing something right or doing something right, because as you grow closer to Him and get in that fellowship with Him, listen, it's easy to receive. They need to understand, listen, God does not expect you to be perfect. He just wants to be a part of your life. And when He becomes a part of your life, He'll start cutting out things that don't need to be there. Is anybody here today that did things when you got saved that you don't do them now? Anybody? Why don't you do them now? I don't want to. Right? I don't want to do that. Why don't you want to do that? Because God has replaced that with something else. See, that's all the world needs. There, listen, every pew needs to be full. Not for the fact that we want to fill pews and talk about it, but because there's people that don't. Do you believe this church has set, what, 100 people? 150 people? 1,000 people? It's on the radio, 1,000 people. But I believe every seat needs to be full.
Well, that's how you preachers talk.
No, ain't got nothing about it. I done lost the preacher's itch. I've been doing it too long. I want to tell you this. Grace, write this down. Grace will move you to the next level. Grace. You're saved by grace. You live by grace. You pray by grace. People are hurting. And when you come into contact with them, they need to, first of all, you need to be real with them. You need to be real. What do I mean by being real? You need to get this right here. You need to be real with them. What do I mean by being real? Remember. Real, remember. Real, remember. I need to be real. And if I'm going to be real, I need to remember how I used to be. Amen. For I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amen. And if I can just remember that maybe I didn't do what they did, but I did this. And God brought me a mighty long way. Amen. He pulled me out of a miry pit. You remember when we used to talk about that? They pulled me out of a miry pit. And now my feet are on a rock to stay. Glory to God. There are people out there. Let me tell you what. Every time I pray, I see people everywhere. And I am telling people about Northview. Northview. I want people to understand that when you come to Northview, you're going to come into the presence of God. It ain't because they got a great preacher, they got a great choir, they got a great this. Even though, you know, we've got some great people here. But I'm going to tell you what, most of all, you don't understand what I'm talking about, because a lot of you have always been here. But you need to go around some other places and you'll find everywhere don't have the anointing of God. Amen? Everywhere don't have the anointing of God. And Northview has paid the price. Some of you have held on and held on and held on to the point that you didn't know if you were going to hold on, but you held on. You want to know why? Because it was worth it, wasn't it? It was worth it. And God's going to reward that because you held on to the anointing. I'm going to tell you something. When I drive up on the property, I feel anointed in this place. Amen. I believe when the squirrels pick up the pecans, they're just skipping a little extra beat. Amen. Ah, you said you went too far there. Amen.
Three things. Salvation is not based on works. It's a free gift. And it's easy to receive. Those three things will help you bring somebody into fellowship. And we're going to be talking on Wednesday nights for this month, some things the Lord has laid on my heart concerning making it real, how to approach people, how to talk to people, that kind of thing. I don't have all the answers by no means, but He does. And He'll teach us and show us what to do. I'm excited about what God's doing. I'm excited about my friends and loved ones coming. I'm excited. I want everybody to be here, because if my sons won't go into a church, I'd want them to be here, because this is where God is. And I know He's in a lot of other churches. I'm not saying that. But right now, there's a move of God going on in Northview, and you got to admit that. Amen? There is a move of God going on in Northview right now. I'm going to tell you something. All you people that's been hanging on, you're going to be rewarded. You're going to be rewarded because you're going to see the glory of God shine in this place. And you're going to say, boy, I'm glad I didn't give up. I'm asking you to stand. Amen. Praise God. Now we're coming on to some great events. Thanksgiving's coming. Christmas is coming. We got some great things coming out. That'll be a good opportunity to invite people to church. You know, and let them know, come as you are. Come as you are. Just come like you are. Because if you can just get them into the presence of God, then you've done your job. Amen? I'm going to ask you a question again, and don't raise your hand, but I want you to invite somebody. Somebody's been inviting. We're starting to grow, and I thank God for that, but I want you to invite somebody to church Sunday. Somebody to church Wednesday night if you can come. And I know people work and it's hard. You can't always be here. I understand that. But when you can come, invite somebody to come. Amen. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you, Lord, this is holy ground. And Lord, we thank you that you've allowed us to be here for such a time as this. Lord, you knew everything that was going to happen in my life right now. You knew it. You knew it. You knew it. But you blessed me enough to be here at Northview during this time in my life. And I want to thank you, God, for my church family. I want to thank you, God, for what you're doing in this place. I want to thank you for their hungry hearts. I want to thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.